This is Pod Populi.
Podcast for the people.
The Great Love Debate. It's the Great Love Debate.
The Great Love Debate. It's the Great Love Debate.
Hi again, everyone. It's Brian Howie. Welcome to The Great Love Debate, the world's number one dating and relationship podcast. Since 2015, I am here in the very fine studios of Pod Populi, Podcast for the People. I am at the one in Miami Beach. Miami Beach looks good. Miami looks good. If you have the time and you have the means, go to Miami, because Miami actually is one of the cities in this country that is headed in the right direction, but that's a topic for another day. Last episode, so I know I promised you guys the end of the year mailbag for this episode. I promised you that last week. I've got so many interesting, crazy, out there, some are even touching emails and messages from you guys about that we had to push it back a week or two because I really want to get it right, and we just have too many to go through. There's literally thousands of them, and I want to pick the winners. So one of the biggest complaints, one of the only complaints, the stupidest complaint about this podcast is I always hear, you don't have enough guys on this show. You're always talking to some girl. You're always talking to some woman. And I said, well, last episode, somebody just brought this up. Last episode, I had two dudes on here. And they're like, yeah, but you also had a girl. So one of the highest rated shows we've ever done of the show, it was probably about 5 years ago, I had a couple of guys on. And I don't do that very often, because why would I want to have a couple of guys on? But there are things that are dude specific. I have one who seemingly is in a good relationship and one who is back out in the lonely streets of dating. And we're going to have a conversation about, I'm going to advise them based on my long, long track record of getting after it in the clubs back in the day. Tell you what works, tell you how things have changed, tell you what we're going to do. And hopefully keep one of their love life going for a long, long time. And the other one, we're going to spark it just in time for 2023. I have directly across from me, Christian.
Hello, hello, hello.
And I have diagonally, theater of the mind, everybody. You have to picture what this is like. Gabe, how are you?
Gabriel.
You got to get a little closer to the mic.
Yes, Gabe. I am here. I'm alive.
All right, I can hear you now. Welcome. Have you ever been on a podcast before?
This is the first real podcast I've been on. Oh, I've been on some fake ones.
Okay. That's theater of the mind, too. Yeah. I don't know. Christian's the one who is currently walking the lonely streets of singledom. He's been in a relationship for a little while. He's back. There's stages that when you get back out there, the biggest challenge with getting back out there after a relationship of, I'd say, 6 months or more, is getting out of the routines and the habits that you had in the prior relationships. It's that person that you talk to. It's the person that you made plans with. It's the person that you would go places with. It's the things that you do and all that kind of stuff. How are you in the process now of shaking off the routine more than the emotion, or is it a little bit of both?
Yeah, I think the, you know, it still comes up when you see them on Instagram or whatever, if you just, you know, since I haven't blocked the person. It wasn't a tough breakup at all. It was something that I think needed to happen. I think we both knew I'm starting to travel a little bit more, things like that. So I think we were kind of drifting apart. She was in law school, so there's a lot of, we were just both busy. So we're still cool, but it's really tough to get out of that habit. I mean, seeing somebody every day, being with them all the time.
That is the thing now. You bring that up, the socials. When you continue to be connected to them on social media, it is hard to kind of put them out of your mind. It is kind of hard to ignore them. And then you have to make the decision. You kind of want to know what's going on. You kind of want to stay connected. Then why not block? Because you think she'll notice?
Because I don't think it's necessary. And if I just hide the story and hide your posts, that's enough for me. I don't need to block you.
I think you'll peek.
What do you mean peek?
I think you'll peek. I think you'll hide it, and then I think you'll be like, wait, what?
No, I won't. I won't.
He's going to peek.
He's going to peek, right?
I will not peek. We've all peaked. I mean, you'll accidentally look at the profile, whatever. But one of the toughest things is just seeing the old DM. You know what I mean? Like in Instagram, you're DMing a friend a stupid video, and
right,
you see her like four rungs down, and then they're getting further and further and further down. And it's going to sound stupid, but it is sad. It's a little,
yeah, I know. It is sad. No, that doesn't sound stupid. If you feel something, it meant it was worth it. The worst thing about getting out of a relationship is if you date for 3 years and then you're like, okay, that was nothing. And then you're like,
well, 2-year relationship.
Right. What did I do for 3 years for? So you should feel something either way. And you should miss the person. How long have you been in your relationship?
Almost 2 years, about 1 year and 7 months.
And you met where?
We met at a buddy's house right in the peak of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't, no one was going out, which was, I didn't think I was going to meet anybody. I was actually at a point in my life.
So you went to a party with a bunch of people.
Yeah, it was just, it was a small little get together and she happened to be there. And I was at a point in my life where I didn't think I was going to meet anybody. I was feeling really hopeless. I was like, oh man, I was 23. I was like, man, I just finished college and now COVID hit. So who am I going to meet? I met her. She was there. It took me months to get her. She kept rejecting me. I would ask her out. And then eventually one day she was like, all right, you know what? Let's go on one date. We went on a date and now it's been 1.5 years.
So you were in South Florida though, which was the Miami area was fairly closed during COVID. Mm-hmm. Miami-Dade County.
It was Hialeah, a friend of mine's house there.
Yeah. So here was weird. Like there was a point I was here during the height of COVID and they like made you wear a mask on the beach. Like it was nuts here.
It was then. It was around then.
It was then. So did you could still go on dates? You could still go out to eat? Were restaurants open then?
So we went to our first date was the Frost Museum. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's here in Miami. They have a planetarium and whatnot. We thought it'd be cute and like.
Planetarium's a good date.
But yeah.
It's like the plot of La La Land.
Exactly. Yes. Ha. Great movie.
La La Land's great. I'm on the side of La La Land is awesome. So question my man cred all you
love
want.
I love La La Land. But that was it. We had to wear masks at the time, but I mean, whatever. We then, you know,
How long into the relationship we're going to only be dating each other? Because part of that is it was during COVID. Mm-hmm. Everybody was a little isolated. Does that help speed things along?
I think what it did was it made it so that we really got to know each other like on a more, like in a more intimate way.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yes. Very soon. And then over time, we don't have any problems when it comes to like other, like hanging out with other people. We all have the same friends. So, you know, I think that over time we finally started to go out and stuff. And now it's just like how it was before when I was in college. It just feels
and
like
you've that. Been dating, you've been dating what, 1.5 years?
1 year and 7 months.
When do the I love yous happen?
Oh, that's been since before we were dating.
Wow. Really?
Since before we were official, like we were already telling each other, I think I love you. Like, I think this is like a real thing.
I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
That's a good opening line.
That's a great opening line. Yeah, that's a great opening line.
We had somebody on the podcast a couple years ago and her opening line on the dating apps is, so does this make me your girlfriend? And for the right guy, it's a good line. The guys would be like, oh my God, psycho? That's not the ones for her.
Well, but it depends what she looks like.
She's attractive.
So that helps.
I thought it was ballsy. So yeah, I love you. Would you like to be my girlfriend? You start with that. That's even better.
I asked her, yeah, and she was like, hell yeah. So it was...
Oh, she didn't say I thought I already was?
No. She was like, hell yeah, finally, let's do it.
Good. All right. Back to you, my poor lonely friend. All right. So you did a good thing, though. You said you have been traveling a lot. That does shake up your snow globe and change things and lets you feel new things and see new things that does, at the very least, create a distraction that's going to take your mind off things.
Correct. So in a way, it ruined my relationship. No, I'm just kidding. That wasn't the only... There were mistakes I made. There were other things, but it was drifting that way. And then the traveling. I think when you start traveling a lot, it can make your significant other or girlfriend or boyfriend insecure in a way because they're not seeing you.
Yep.
They think you're meeting new people. Yep. And in a way that a lot of the times that's actually true. That fear is actually
into a location
based in reality.
Ship. Yeah.
So that was a big factor. And I just think the spark was starting. I mean, this was a 2-year relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We knew each other for 3. So I think it was starting to just kind of fizzle out. So,
but you could look at it like you gave it a good run.
Right.
And you're ready to go back out there. So you also started during COVID, right?
Yeah. During COVID, COVID to me didn't really affect anything for the relationship. It was just, we were hanging out. I'm not somebody that goes out all the time. So it didn't really affect me too much, but, the travel can damage the relationship, but it's also therapy after you break up because you're moving.
I agree. And it also is a good sign as if you miss somebody, like if you travel a lot and you're like, I can't wait to get home or I can't wait to see that person. Like that's a good sign. People tend to look at the traveling together is a good way to see if a relationship's going to work. I also think traveling alone, if you travel alone and you wish that person was with you, that's a pretty good sign for a relationship.
Correct. Yeah, 100%.
So have you gone through the, like, I need to buy a bunch of new shirts? And have you had a wardrobe thought? Because you're in boyfriend wardrobe for a while, and now you're like, I got to get back out. I got to get after it. Have you thought about what are you? Are you Googling? What are the kids wearing?
Yeah, no, I'm not Googling that. Come on, I'm still in the loop. My wardrobe is actually great either way. So it was good before. It was good. I think it got better during being with her.
Some people haven't dated since the 80s.
Her sense of style, of style was good. So I think it actually improved while because you can be like, do you like this? And it depends on the person, but for the most part, it was good.
A question you're going to get asked when you're out there meeting these young ladies or old ladies, I don't know what you're into. They're gonna say something like, when was your last serious relationship?
Had this happen.
And they don't want it to be 8 years ago. That's a bad sign, but they probably don't want it to be 8 days ago. So what was it and how did you handle that?
So I met somebody while I was traveling and we ended up hanging out, and during the hangout session, she
that's what they call it.
She was like, it came up, when who did you date last, blah blah blah, or not who did you date, but when was your last boyfriend, girlfriend? And I was like, about a month ago. And she was like, oh my god, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, I'm just being honest with you. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't care enough to like lie about it,
right?
So we I told her, and she was like, oh my god, I'm the first person you've hooked up with since then.
Yeah, nobody wants to be the rebound though.
She didn't believe me. I was like, yeah. I was like, I don't care. So
I know.
So maybe that's why she
doesn't
want to
be the rebound. She doesn't want to be the bridge to the next one. Like, that's a weird spot.
So maybe I should have lied about that.
No, you don't need to lie, but it's just like, every day that goes by, the answer gets a little bit less severe when you're like, it was last week, is 2 weeks or whatever. Once you get into the ability where you can say a few months ago, I think that's fine.
Maybe months.
Yeah, maybe. Well, the question the person's going to wonder is, how much are you still thinking about this person, good or bad? If you're missing that person, or if you're angry at that person, those are usually the two choices in an ex, and nobody wants to really deal with that till you're through that, and people get through that at different paces, And they don't want you to be too flippant about it. Like, nah, good. How long's your date? 2 years. I don't even think about her. Like, that's not real either,
Right.
So I'm not saying you shouldn't lie and you have to come up with an answer, but you have to be prepared for the question, because that is a pretty common question. I don't know why that's such a common question. I don't know why people care so much about
it. I didn't either.
I would rather have somebody say, like, I've never had a serious relationship till right now.
Right. I didn't either. And she goes, are you going to go back and like hook up with her? And I go, why are you asking me that? Like, I'm not asking you who the last person you hooked up. I don't care.
Right.
So why do you care about that all of a sudden? So
she might be looking for some sort of,
but she also knows I don't live anywhere remotely close to her. So it's just it was kind of a weird situation.
That is a good question. Do you, when you get into a relationship or when you're in a relationship, do you talk about the people you used to date before? Like, I think it's a healthy thing. It's part of people's lives. Some people don't want any part of that.
My girl's always asking about stuff, and I've told her everything because we know. I think if there's one person on this planet that knows everything about me, it's her at this point. So she knows all the stories. And it's not like it's not like it makes her feel bad or anything. It's just, that's what happened. I had a history.
If you don't want the answers, don't ask the questions.
Right, exactly.
Correct.
And a lot of people ask, and then you tell them whatever the answer is and whatever the question is, and then they're mad that you, either they're mad that you answered it at all, or they're mad, and then they're also mad if people are like, oh, I don't want to talk about that. Like, shut up. It's really no man's land when people are looking for information.
Right, so they want the honesty, and then you give it to them, and then they're mad about it, or it makes them insecure, they don't call you back. So I'm just going to lie from now
on. And you also don't want somebody to ask too much, like, what did you like about your ex, or what did you not like about their ex? Because then they're shaking up this whole...
They're trying to compare themselves.
Shaking full of emotions and compare themselves or whatever. almost everybody has some sort of past, even if it's just a past filled with rejection. Everybody has some dating and relationship history. People have to assume that coming to the dance that there's going to be stuff there. Either you want to know or you don't want to know. You know, some guys are like, oh, I want to only, you know, be with a girl who's only been out with like two guys. I'm like, would you rather be out with a guy who's a girl who's been out with two guys like 500 times each, those guys, or somebody who's been out with a lot of different guys and figure out what she likes and now she came to you and she decides she's with you. People really have a hard time trusting that people like them. They're always wondering why. Why would you choose me?
Yeah, and I think that's just a personal insecurity in yourself a lot of the time.
Yeah, I'm like, who wouldn't choose me?
Right.
I mean, crazy. It's crazy you dated anybody else besides me.
Right. So it just, it depends on the person. But most people aren't like that. Most people are very insecure. The traveling makes them insecure.
And,
if they don't like you,
it's not your fault they have bad taste. And that's the way you should look at it. That's the way to do it. All right. I am here. And you guys, you Great Love listeners, have good taste. That's why you're listening. We got to take a quick break. I'm here with Gabe. I'm here with Christian. We're talking about going out and getting after it and seeing what's out there. We will be back right after this. And we are back. Now, you, as we record this, we are in South Florida. You have not spent a lot of time in your life in South Florida, right?
I have never spent
there
any time.
There is a whole cacophony of ethnicities and sounds and accents and body types.
Correct.
And this things was, that yes. you might not have been exposed to as a young Midwesterner. Is this correct?
A young Ohio boy. So, yeah, I'm definitely extremely, extremely grateful to have the opportunity to be traveling around. It's very eye-opening. Haven't traveled that much in my life.
Right.
Never was to Florida until I started coming down here for work. So I've been able to go out and explore a little bit, and the people are totally different. There's a lot of girls out here.
There's a lot of big personalities down here. People
big
are,
personalities.
Are fun. People
yes.
are singing and dancing and in the street. Like, there is a vibrancy here that I think does trickle into enthusiasm for not just dating, but being around other people. Right?
100%.
You're from here, right?
I've been here my whole life.
So you don't know any different.
No, I've
You never
traveled.
Woke up in a snowdrift in suburban Illinois.
No.
Have you seen snow? Okay.
I've visited Canada and New York, so like, but the one thing is visiting and another thing is living in it. So that's how it is.
Are you able to tell the difference in the accents? Are you like, oh, she's
yes.
Colombian, she's Puerto Rican?
The Cuban one is the one that's the most attractive one to me. But that's also just because I have Cuban descent, so I'm used to that, and I love that.
The Cuban ones do, accent. They do, and they believe they believe they are the dominant Latina down here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
I love the Cuban one. I like Spaniard. Spanish is good too. Dominican.
There's a lot of flavors down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And your girlfriend
Miami's
is what?
She's Dominican.
Just some Irish girl? No, oh, yeah. No offense, Irish girls. Dominican.
Yeah, she's Dominican. I love Latina girls. And she has a very thick accent because she
does.
Came here. Yeah, she came here when she was 18 and she learned English from scratch at 18.
Really?
So she didn't, yeah. So it's.
What is she dreaming? Did you ask her that?
What do you mean? Oh, dream.
What is she dreaming? What?
Well, I would imagine she dreams in Spanish because when she gets angry and when she goes into like there's A mode and B mode. A mode is like how she is when she's trying to be functional and like polite, and then B mode is just her like when she's like her most self, and that's when she starts going off in Spanish.
Good for her.
And I do speak to her in Spanish sometimes too because it's good practice.
Yeah, that is good practice. But good for her. So there's a te amo.
Te amo, te quiero, tú me quieres.
So how was that though, an English barrier? Like when you first started talking, did you speak in Spanish or English?
Oh no, she spoke in English because our friends, we all speak English. So she would speak English with the accent and yeah, no, she always kind of makes fun
Do you ever worry that you could say something that could be mildly misinterpreted just because of the language barrier?
Nah.
No.
No, because I know both. I'm fluent in both, so.
That helps. You can always blame it on the interpretation. Do you speak any other languages, Christian?
Just English, unfortunately.
Do you know any Spanish?
Quesadilla. Yeah, I know how to say some foods. What did I learn from somebody on the plane? I learned que tengas un buen día. I think that means.
Tenga buen día. Well, that's what you say. The Cuban way of saying it is tengo buen día. Yeah, they say it really fast.
And that means have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Yeah. Okay, so you know. So you speak Spanish.
I speak some Spanish.
Okay.
I spent a lot of my childhood in Paris, so I knew French really well. And then when I came back, I took like 7 years of Spanish, and they blended together.
That's rough.
It is rough. I was in Paris a couple years ago, and I said, por favor. They don't.
Did you really?
They don't like
That's
that.
That's embarrassing.
They don't like that. They do not. And then I had a waiter, so then I'm trying to order at a French restaurant in French. And the guy, the waiter, the French waiter, switched to English because he thought his shitty English was better than my shitty French, and that really bothered
me. That's funny.
Yeah, it's not good. Croque, monsieur. Por favor. That's when I hit him with the por favor instead of the si vous plaît, and he freaked out. All right. Are you hopeful, optimistic? Are you a little bit nervous?
Yeah. I mean, look, the first week is always the roughest. The first day is the roughest. I had to travel the next day. So it was just like I had to fly out literally the next morning. She was going to take me to the airport.
Oh, you're strong.
No. So,
when you're sitting in
had
that,
to deal with that.
When you're sitting in that Uber, you're like, this is serious.
Right. But exactly. But fortunately, it was actually one of the busiest days that I've had in a while, putting things together. Outfitting
some diving into work.
So that was really good. And the further it drifts apart, the better. I think one thing that a lot of people could probably relate to is that after a relationship ends, it's really hard. It's obviously really hard for the first month, week, whatever. But after a while, you're like, you're scared of what would have happened if you just stayed in that relationship.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of people would rather be in a, I'm not saying you had a bad relationship, but I'm saying a lot of people would be in a bad relationship than no relationship. A lot of people think
and
that.
I was planning on moving, getting an apartment where I live. Now I'm looking to potentially move. So it's kind of scary looking back, like, wow, I almost had this whole different path of existence than I do now. So I think that's a good thing.
That is. There's a lot of forks in the road, and you got to keep going forward. And people have asked this a lot, like, how do you know when you're ready to date, or not necessarily ready to date? How do you know when you're ready to get into a new relationship? And the formula that we've come up with is when you go 24 hours without thinking about that person in any way that makes you angry or miss them. So when you get to that point where it's just kind of emotionally neutral, and that day will come, or you don't think about them at all for one full day, you're over the hump.
I think I'm over the hump.
Okay. Well, that didn't take long.
But the thing is, also with social media, it becomes this, in my opinion, not with everybody, when you break up, it becomes a battle of like stories, of like Instagram stories.
Right.
Now, this might not be everybody, but again,
Are you immature like me? Can you see if she's looking at your stuff?
Yeah, you can tell who looks at your stuff. I don't look at any stuff because I know myself. I don't need to see it because A, I know revealing pictures that nothing crazy, but they're just, I'm single pictures. Mm-hmm. So I think it becomes a battle of like, oh, well, now I'm single. Now I'm going to hopefully use it.
And
here's what he's missing out. I'm going to go hook up with other people, this and that. So to me, I'm just like, I don't care. I don't need to see it. You can view my stuff. I'm not going to block you from my story, but it's only going to be harder when you see me posting a selfie or a picture of me when I look good too.
That's the hardest part.
And it becomes a petty, in my opinion, it becomes a petty battle of just like going back and forth and then posting a slutty picture.
It's hard. People need to tune in. What is her Instagram handle? Are you on any of the apps yet?
I literally yesterday, Gabe helped me set up a Tinder. I haven't been on Tinder that much ever. I hate online dating. I think it's so
superficial. How many pictures do you have on there?
I have like 4 pictures and they're all terrible. I have really bad pictures.
No, you're a MMA guy. Do you have like a fighting picture?
I do, but I think guys a lot of the time are more impressed by like a fighting picture than women. I think women see that and they're like, ugh, that's cringy. Or
anger issues.
Or that, or that.
So did you write something? Did you write the stuff?
Did I write?
Did you write like the profile? Bio. Do you have a little bio thing?
Yeah, it was like.
May we take a little look at this?
We can.
Okay, because Gabe. We do this at our live shows. We play something called Tinder Roulette.
This is a really basic Tinder. I don't even think it's finished. I don't have a match yet.
Well, I'm going to give you a little formula that's going to help you.
But essentially, let me get.
We're going to write this in real time.
So all I have in my bio right now is in Miami for work from Cleveland.
Ohio boy looking for Latina love.
Okay, that's not going to help.
So what does it say? Wait, what did you put?
So I have in Miami for work from Cleveland.
Okay.
Okay.
I would say, so if you were just going to go with that, I would add dot, 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 convince me to stay.
Okay.
That's really good.
Now, this is your traveling bio. That's good, right?
The thing is that
when you're at home, we've given this formula out a bunch too. All of your, when you're back in your home base, all of your formula, your dating profile should follow this formula. Okay. We call it 3-2-1. You should have three things you want them to find out about you, two things you hope to find in them, and one thing you hope to find together. I am this, this, and this. I'm looking for this and this, and let's run around the world or something like that. Got it?
So got it. Let me get an example. So what would an example be for that?
I am Brian Christopher Howie. I'm the three things for me is I am charming, introverted, and well-traveled. I am looking for, you know, I always say, I only really look for one thing, that they like me. Everything else is negotiable. I'm looking for this and this, and let's build an empire together.
And you, that's going in your bio.
I would put, yeah, three things. Some people put too much about themselves, and some people say put too much about what they're looking for. So you say, I am Christian, I am vegan, which is
going to
turn off 80% of your
people. Yeah, exactly.
You should let them know.
And girl, no.
You have to lead
no,
with that.
Because, no, no,
you have to lead with that character
flaw. It doesn't matter.
No, you have to put that.
Character flaw.
No, if it's a hookup, this is not a hookup. We're trying to get you a girlfriend.
No, this is Tinder.
Here's the thing about Tinder is that what you posted for your bio is more just like you're saying, I'm in town for a little bit, let's hook up.
Which is true, yeah, I am. Yeah. I'm not going to meet a girl.
I'm talking about when you get to your snow-covered home base.
Yeah, exactly.
I might just turn it off
I think
that.
They need to know that you're vegan. I think you can't surprise them with that.
I think that comes out on like the second or third day.
No, because they're going to want some bacon and you're going to be like, ew. And I won't kiss you if you ate pork.
That's hey, that,
right.
That's
so I think that you have to lead with that.
My girlfriend's a vegetarian. I've made it work, and I'm a meat.
Vegetarian is much different.
Very different.
That's a lot though. Different.
You can vegetarian, eat eggs. Pescatarian. Yeah. Yeah. Vegetarian might have something you want a bite of.
There's a lot
yeah, exactly,
of.
Exactly.
Okay, so give me three things. I'm into health. I love Star Wars. And
okay.
All right, give me three. Give three things.
You know, I'm into boxing. I'm into healthy. I'm into cooking. I'm into being a vegan. My main character flaw.
Okay. So good. Lead with your character flaw. And then, so I'm looking for what?
A quick hookup.
A quick hookup and a strong
but
personality.
I'm not going to say that.
Right. So you put the two things and then something that, you know, something you want to do together. Let's see how much sushi we can eat in an hour. You know, something like that. 3-2-1. It puts a picture. The one
That's
gives them
true.
A picture of, you know, let's fly to Paris
but
for lunch.
But you also need good pictures, too. So the picture-wise, you need, like, a business, like, you know, you at work or you with people from work dressed nice.
I'm surprised people
don't have
fuck
that many
the pictures up. You can't be like me and a couple of ladies with their faces blocked out, and you can't have the fish pic, and you can't have the
fish pic.
but if you're fighting, it's an excuse to have the shirtless pic. Doing an activity that requires it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like a mirror selfie.
I have a mirror selfie on there.
Get it out.
Here's the thing.
I know,
though.
But he's like,
did you advise him?
He was.
I
actually,
said because,
but I don't
have
any better options.
Really good body, dude.
Right. If I had that body, I probably would
so
too.
So I think he
but
can
it
get
is
away
douchey
with
though.
It.
But there is a version of you where you're doing something athletic shirtless. I think that's probably
then do
better.
The fighting.
That's better.
The
yes,
fighting
that's better.
Works.
But I don't have any better pictures, so I need pictures. Maybe we'll take one after the show with us.
Yeah. Go outside. Go out to the. Go take a beach pic.
That's true.
We're like
that's not
from
a bad
the
idea. So
here.
You need to have the pictures
but so,
down.
But that convinced me to stay.
That's
changed
a great
your
line.
Life.
That's
what do
a
you
great
think we're
line.
Doing here? That's I think a, I just woke
a,
up yesterday.
That's true. That's
I
a great
had
line.
All the lines back in the day.
That's true. So
and I'm giving you to you. I'm giving
still
away
not
for
a fan
free
of online dating.
For here,
but
for
if I can just
it's
get
a means
to meet
to
you,
an end. You're basically like I'm. Let's connect and then let's figure out where we'll be. Where should you know? Even if you asked a question like, where am I likely to find you on a Saturday night or something like that? And then you could just stalk them at the club.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll do that.
You know, you're looking for information. And whoever answers that, like when you let them know that you are traveling and they're open to that, some of them are like, wherever you're from, did you say you're from Cleveland?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not maybe the most appealing thing. But if you said you were from New York, they might be like, oh, maybe he'll take me to New York or something.
Nobody wants to go to Cleveland.
I know. That's especially this time of year as we record this. But hey, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You never know.
Right. So
and Cleveland's nice. So we shouldn't say that. But I'm not sure anybody's leaving here.
Compared to here, it's not even close. I mean, there's like Florida just driving to Miami from Boca Raton. There's like three Clevelands like just on your way to Miami.
Right. So there's a lot of but you painting a picture of. I'm here not necessarily just looking for a quick hookup. I'm up for an adventure.
An adventure, yes, that's true.
That paints a little fun picture of it too. Do you have settings on how old you're looking for? Are you cooging it up? Like, what do you got? What are your age preferences?
17. No, I'm just kidding.
how low does it go?
21 to about 48.
Why not 18?
Really?
No, but like 32 though.
How old are you?
26, about to be.
Okay. 32 is reasonable.
32 is fine. Yeah. If you're, you know.
Are you afraid of going out with an 18-year-old because she might lie? Or are you just think
yeah, I just wouldn't go out with an 18-year-old. That's just, to me, if
there
you are.
There are very mature looking 18-year-olds.
Yeah, there are. There's very mature 18-year-olds and very immature 45-year-olds.
I don't care. I mean, to me, if you are a 26-year-old guy and you're going after an 18-year-old, you should be locked up.
I don't know about that. I was 23 and I was going out with a, like, she was either 18 or 19. And somebody's like, why are you going out with an 18-year-old? And my answer was because when I was 18, I couldn't get an 18-year-old.
It's
I was
true,
a loser.
Though, because the 18-year-old girls aren't going for 18-year-old guys. They're going for the 28-year-old. They're going for the 30-year-old that's a CEO
or
whatever.
Correct. They're all going older.
But
when you're
I don't want to be that guy. I don't need to be the 30-year-old going for the 18-year-old.
No, I actually feel like the 18-year-olds are all going for the – because 18-year-old girls are just out of high school and college. They're in that bubble. You know, they're – well, depending on who you are, but they're in that bubble where they're going for all the guys that are their age.
But the thing about that age group, even 18 to 25, especially now, we talked about this on the last podcast a little bit, they're not necessarily looking to lock you down in a relationship. They might be like, I would love to show you Miami for 3 days. I would love to have that adventure. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like when you go on spring break, I don't think people are looking to fall in love on spring break. I think they're like, here's who I want to have just a great time with.
Yeah.
I'll have some summer loving. So somebody would be like, I'll show this guy a good time. They want to take your Miami virginity, so to speak. They're like, okay, Midwest boy, let's see if you can keep up.
I hope so.
And right. So that's not necessarily a bad thing that you're just like it's not like you're here. There's a lot of people out there who are I'm here for a business conference and my wedding ring's in my pocket. There's a lot of that out there too. I don't think you necessarily need to get involved in that, but I think that's good. Add that one sentence.
Already added it.
And be hopeful, and I think the results will change. But you also have to understand the bars close at 2 o'clock where you're from. They just get going at about 1 o'clock here.
Because we went out in Wynwood the other night.
You have to pace yourself.
Yes.
Right. Miami might go till 10 a.m.
Yeah,
and I don't have that energy. So you know what? I'm out of luck.
Miami is a little like
you'll catch me at the juice bar.
New York City's like that. You know, New York City, it might start picking up around midnight.
Yeah,
it's a little. So pace yourself.
Yeah, I've been trying, but it's just.
You know what'll help you sustain it through the night? Bacon.
No.
Yeah, little pork products will help you.
No pork, no bacon.
I agree.
All right, overall though, because you hear a lot of people, even when you're in a relationship, both of you guys, you've heard a lot of people complain, and you heard a lot of people complain about COVID, and you heard a lot of people complain about the dating scene. You're in a relationship, obviously, but you were in a place where you're like, ugh, I don't know if things are going to be good.
It was hopeless.
It just took one encounter, 1 minute, right?
Yeah, it was a completely random, wasn't planning it, which for a really long time I was actively looking. I was using Tinder and I was trying to like meet girls and it just wasn't working, but then it happened by accident.
She was your amiga.
So, you know, I think a lot of the time, because I would consider myself too young to settle down. I'm 25, I'm the same age, about to be 26. And I have a lot of anxieties about like the future of the relationship, like whether or not it would work long term, 10 years, where are we going to be in 10 years?
Right.
And my biggest fear is if it doesn't work out, I'm almost 30. If it doesn't work out and I'm going to be in my 30s, I don't want to be the single 30 guy. You know,
we all say that.
Yeah.
I remember I was at the end of the bar at 21. I'm like, look at that guy. 29.
Yeah. And it can happen. I know a lot of people that, but I fear my fear is aging out and not having the right person.
You're not going to age out. So, nobody's going to age out. But the advantage you guys have now, once you hit 25,
we are gonna age out.
Your frontal lobe is fully formed now. Right. So you're actually.
I don't feel like it is.
Okay. Well, I you might have another. Like, that's because you've been kicked in the head too many times. If you eat, if you eat chicken and beef, your
it'll
frontal lobe
fuel will my brain.
Pull right in.
Right.
I still feel like I was when I was 18, and I still look like I was when I was 18. So I look at old pictures of me from 18. I was like, yeah, I don't see a difference.
If you saw like the hottest Nicaraguan girl here walking down the street and she's like, listen, we are going to go out for some pollo.
No, not
just
doing
no. You choose. Nope. The, you would choose the.
I'll go out. I'll,
you would not. No, she doesn't want to.
No.
What is your line to that?
My line I'll is. Watch my line is it? No. My line is let's go. Where are we going?
Okay. And then she's going to order for the two of you because she's going to be like,
No. We get there. I'm going to go. Yeah, so I'm just going to order the salad. I would make up anything. And it would be fine because once I'm talking to her, I'll talk and talk and talk, and that's and we're good. Once I'm there, we're good. I'll talk.
So risky.
It is risky, but
I think you're
going to
have to
roll the dice.
Come back to the dark side and eat the pollo. All right. This was good, you guys, but you're not off the hook yet. I know you guys are young, but we play something called Worst Date or First Date. So this is your first time on the podcast. You have to give us either the worst date you've ever had or the very best first date you've ever had. Gabe first, your choice.
Well, definitely the best first date was my current girlfriend first date. Everything went right. Everything
went
right.
You didn't know it was a date, right?
No, we knew it was
okay,
a date.
Okay, tell me what happened.
It was just like a really good first date. Obviously, it was.
Where'd you go? What did you do?
It was the museum.
Oh,
the
The
Frost.
The planetarium.
Museum. Everything went right, and I knew that this was going to be someone that I could be serious with. I had been on. If we can also talk about, but can I also mention bad dates?
Of course. You get a twofer here. Planetarium, by the way, is a good date. It's very celestial and it's a very dreamy environment.
It was very cool.
Yeah.
I had a one night stand once and I was very worried about my health and I was like, I think I need to get a test immediately. And I started Googling my symptoms.
Oh.
I had a cough the next day. I was like, oh no, what am I going to do here?
I think
there's that.
I had a Tijuana night like that. I think. Is that a date? Was that a date?
It was Tinder and it was in 2018. So I was 22.
All right. You'll be fine.
Yeah. No, I'm alive.
You're good. All right, Christian.
Well, here's the thing. I don't have one awful date, but I have messed up probably a lot of dates with my girlfriend by streaming fights while we are at
so
the date.
So you are the worst date.
I am the worst date. So if we go on a date, don't go out on Saturday night when UFC's on.
I know. There's a lot of clips around of a lot of people get married on Saturdays, and a lot of people get married on Saturdays during college football season in the fall, and people are like sneaking off to watch Alabama, Georgia in like the side room, and sorry brides. So first of all, sorry guest, if you're invited to the wedding and you go, you kind of have to focus, but people are doing that, and they don't want you streaming fights. So maybe Saturday night's your night off. Maybe you just don't go out on Saturday nights.
Right, but that's probably the best night to go out.
Not in Miami.
What's the best night to go out?
Every night.
Tell me it's Wednesday. Tell me it's tonight.
It could be any night. This is a city that something's going on every night.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah.
New York, the worst night to go out is Saturday night. Friday and Saturday are the dead nights to go out. So
what about you? What's your best date? Can you talk about that or is it just for us?
My best date? I have talked about this on the podcast before, obviously. I've done 400 episodes of this.
Right. We'll get.
But the best date I ever had... I like dates that are sort of like a decathlon. There's like another event
An
that
adventure.
You keep going like.
Yeah, I know what
but
you're
But the
saying.
Best date I ever had, and she knows I've told this story, I had to go out to dinner with somebody. We were in Las Vegas, and it was a first date. And she goes, you're going to think this is really weird, but this is Vegas. And one of my friends from college is getting, her husband is here for a bachelor party this weekend. And she asked me, if I would go buy a bunch of like blow up sheep and dolls and sex toys and put them in the hotel room of her groom while she's there. So she's like, we're gonna have to make a stop before we go to dinner.
Right.
So we went to some freaky emporium and had to go shopping for this stuff.
That's actually a fun time.
It was really fun. She was like, she's like, I'm not like this, but it was like awkward, but she was like good sport about it. And she found the things that they sold. She's like, what do you think you do with this? Right. It really broke a lot of ice. She's fun. She still, to this day, knows that like, I was your best date. I tell that story because she wasn't afraid to just be like, I got to do this. Are you up for this or not? She basically challenged
Those are the best first dates when you break down the and walls right away.
Right away. She's like, this is going to be super awkward for two people who barely know each other and we're going to get through it. And then we're going to have the date.
Right.
It was a good idea.
That's great.
I liked it. All right, you guys, this was fun. As far as us, as always, like, share, follow. Please review this podcast. Your reviews mean a lot in the podcasting ecosystem. You probably have two more days to get your emails in for our year-end mailbag. I know I said I have a bunch, but there's always last-minute entrants that trump everything. GreatLoveDebate@gmail.com. Send us those. Our live tour schedule 2023 will be our 10th season of the Great Love Debate World Tour, if you can believe that. I'm not sure how many shows I'm going to do, but I'm definitely going to do some. We'll be rolling those out soon, greatlovedebate.com. Because as always, at the Great Love Debate, we never stop making love. See you next time.
The Great Love Debate.